7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Monday program. What's good about Monday? Well, you get to start things all over again. Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, is back. And she has some very good deals in the next half hour. Roberta, you went the last 2 weeks searching around the country.
Yes, I did.
And you found some big deals,
I found big deals, like something special happening on 7-Eleven, at 7-Eleven. You can just
tell
what that is, yes.
You found a deal at 7-Eleven?
On 7-Eleven.
On 7-Eleven.
Wow. That would be this Wednesday.
It's a very special deal.
We've
got free e-cookbooks. And, hey, Amazon.com will give you free money to download stuff, so that's always good. Yeah.
All right.
I just got it myself.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I only give our listeners things that I do personally, me, the Queen of Cheap.
No kidding.
Yes. If I don't do it personally, then it's no good, and I will not inflict it on anyone else.
Good for you, Roberta.
So much for my half-off beer day.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Some good wine deals, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right, so Roberta is here, Heather is here, Richie is here, Doug is here. Jennifer went to a wedding late last night, and apparently, but can't handle it. She can't hold her liquor.
No.
Or whatever the problem is.
The wedding was an hour or 2 hours away from home, so she was staying overnight.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Shirking her responsibility
once
again. All right, so Roberta, you did spend some time on the West Coast.
Yes, I did.
Some refer to as the left coast.
The left coast, the other side of the world.
All I heard was that you were stuck in traffic more times than you can count.
Oh, let me tell you, LA traffic is worse than New York. It makes New York traffic look like child's play.
Whine, complain.
But is she wrong?
No.
No.
LA traffic is the worst.
You got to get... I think Washington traffic is the worst,
Washington is
frankly.
Not good, but it's better than L.A.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how people out there do it.
Gradients and relative. It's all relative, frankly. All right, so here we are to work our way through lots of different issues today, have some fun with some of them, others not so much fun. I just actually went outside during the top of the hour break to water Edgar's tree. For those of you who have been nice enough to follow this and knew how close Edgar, you've heard him perhaps talk on the air from time to time about the things going on here on the farm. And there were about 300 people who came. What do you think, Heather? About how many people we have here yesterday?
Oh, easily 300, if not more. Definitely.
And it was a celebration, certainly. I had my moments, as did everybody else, trying to...
Did you have to speak?
Well, I basically ran. I don't know. How would you describe it?
He emceed.
I was there.
There was lots of people who had lots of
wonderful
things to say.
Yeah.
How many people spoke?
We wanted to be 10, and it ended up being 14.
Yeah.
But they were all from various parts of Edgar's life. Mm-hmm. And that was what was so great. And all of them, it's just amazing. You know, you never speak ill of the dead, and it wouldn't have ever been a problem with Edgar because there's nothing bad you could say about the guy except he didn't wear underwear.
He didn't go to the doctor.
And he didn't go to the doctor, and I don't know if underwear wouldn't have corrected the problem. But then my son said to me, Dad, don't go there. And Meredith said, don't go there.
Yeah,
don't go there.
No, you can't.
If I'd have known last Monday, a week ago today, what he had told his wife, or if she'd have said to me, this is what he says he's feeling, I would have made him come with me to the emergency room. But that wasn't his style. We had conversation up till 8 o'clock that night. 4 o'clock the next morning, he's dead.
Hey, man. Mm. You write your own ticket.
Yep.
And that was the ticket he wanted to write.
Yep.
So you have to be happy with what he wanted.
Yep. Well, I don't think he wanted it now. That was the thing. I mean, he was really...
It doesn't matter. You have to know.
Yeah.
You know, you write your own ticket. My dad wrote his own ticket. He smoked his whole life.
Yeah, that's going to be the end of it. You don't go to the doctor, you're right, Richie.
Yeah, but don't you find guys are less likely to go to the doctor than women?
Not this guy.
It wasn't the case with my mom and dad. My mom is the one you have to say, go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. My dad is the one who was like, always there.
Mm-hmm. Well, he knew what was going on in his body, at least wanted to keep check of it.
Well, I mean, even when he was in his 30s and 40s. When he was in his 40s is when he started to, and same with me. When I was in my 40s, now I go to the doctor every year if I feel something going on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 800-510-8255. Some people were sympathetic to the conversation. It was not meant to be specific. It's more generic, as many of our conversations are here, about what's going on with you. This is a lesson. I got some wonderful email from people all over the country. I'm just going to acknowledge Carol Saunders in Cool, California, who sent me a nice note acknowledging what she understood to be my feelings for Edgar. And that's really something that is very cool. It's interesting. Heather and I were just walking around the driveway where the kids, were those kids or who did all the stuff on the road?
Actually, you know what? There's all this chalk drawing and everything on the driveway.
The
majority of it was done by adults.
Was it?
Oh. Yep.
Yeah. I thought it looked a little too polished or a little too clean.
Oh, it was awesome.
I just had a call asking who Edgar was, so just quickly tell people.
That's a very good point. For those of you who didn't hear, a lot of people weren't around last week because of the vacation week, and some people may be new to the program. We have four or five new stations in the past month or so. So this is the bottom line is Edgar and I became friends when he came to work with me on my farm about 17, 18 years ago. And he has been, people refer to him as my best friend. I don't really have words to describe how I felt about Edgar and what our relationship was, other than the word trust. And trust is probably the most important word in my vocabulary. This man came to me with his not yet wife. They had been together for a while. They've actually been together for 28 years. I didn't realize the number was that great yesterday. And the last time most everybody that was here yesterday was when they got married. And I don't even remember how many years ago that was. But they got married here. It may have been 10 years ago.
It was in October.
Wasn't
that long.
Wasn't it?
No,
maybe it wasn't.
More recent.
Yeah. Anyway, and he spent his whole life after getting connected with me devoted to this farm. And the creation of the things we'd come up, I would come up with the ideas, and then Edgar executed them. And Edgar was the go-to guy for everything. So after we had the service yesterday, I brought everybody associated with the farm into the house. And we started talking about what, and this goes for almost anybody, any person who has a small business. You can't, more often than not, and in this case, Edgar just, I am at fault because I sort of let him do it, but then I didn't let him do. I let him do what he wanted to do. He had everything in his head. He could tell you about every cow. We had a number. The last conversation we ever had was about a cow named Suzanne who had lost her tag, and I picked it up, and I said, "Who's this?" And he said it was Suzanne. He could go through every cow, who her mother was, who the daughter was.
Oh,
if
wow.
There were five generations of cows, he could tell you who they all were. He knew them all. And that was one of the things that came through most clearly yesterday in the service that we had here for him. His love for animals and the people who received his love knew that he also had as much love for animals. And that was how he figured out whether to be connected to you. He saw what my genuine feelings were for the animals, and that gave him license to be who he was anyway. His feelings for dogs, and then what grew into his feelings for the cows. And, I mean, you understand people's priorities about their lives and what to love and how to love. The people that were around here, people that he'd affected in his life. So the reason, whether you know about Edgar or you don't know about Edgar the person, what happened with his passing was kind of a reconnection for me. I feel like a very different person this week than I did last week. And for the most part, I think that I'm feeling like it's good because I want to make sure that Edgar's values, which we shared, but I didn't often express mine. He would express my values through in his own way to people who may or may not have gotten, because my style was different than his, let's put it that way. I had a few laughs about that yesterday. And, you know, I acknowledge that I'm a little gruff sometimes. And, you know, will I be better because Edgar helped me to see that? Yes, I have been better. Even when he was alive, the sad thing is that he won't necessarily sense it. Although one of the people who we were talking about the butterflies and how I've never seen any butterflies around here at all. And the place has been loaded with butterflies since he died. But also one of the fellows that I love most from the farming community was here from Western Mass. And he said he was surprised that I didn't acknowledge the dragonfly. I didn't see the dragonfly.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. I did. There was one underneath of the tent. Huge.
Yeah, right. Apparently, I didn't even see it.
But I almost wore a dragonfly.
Yes, they are supposed to be representation of spirit.
I told you the story about...
So does that help, Richie, enough to explain that to the lady who called?
It does.
All right, go ahead.
Two or three days after my dad died, my brother posts a picture on Facebook of a beautiful blue butterfly. Say that five times real fast.
Beautiful blue butterfly.
That landed on his foot long enough for him to grab his phone and take a picture of it.
Wow.
Now, when's the last time you ever had a butterfly land on you? Just out in your yard. You know, two, 3 days after somebody dies. What does that tell you? Maybe nothing.
No, but it tells you a lot, actually.
Maybe something.
Yeah. I want to thank Vernon Molin, who's in Alamogordo, New Mexico, who also sort of is in the line of those people who was supportive and interested in Edgar and what goes on the farm. And he was also, he got a kick out of my discussion. Roberta, you'll identify with this to a certain extent. When Edgar died, he was in his sleep, very peaceful. Mm-hmm. And when I saw him, when I went up there, Georgette, his wife, couldn't get to me because I was on the air, and I don't answer the phone, I'm on the air. So she called the police, and the police came, and they got involved, and because he didn't have a doctor, they had to send him to the medical examiner's office in Boston, yada, yada. And then on, we decided there really wasn't any choice. We had to cremate him, but Georgette then reflected back that I wish I hadn't called the police. Because what we would have done is move him. We would have carried him across the street and dug a hole and buried him with his dog. And then let the chips fall where they may. And everybody agreed.
I don't think you can do that.
Well,
that would have created problems down the road, you know.
Because then there's the issue of foul play and
the
medical
thing.
Examiner and
all
that.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? He was so anti, just like me, Andy. That was one of our...
Yeah, and you're anti going to jail.
I'm not going to go to jail because I planned his body up.
Yes, you will.
Nah, I'm not going to go to jail. Anyway, here's what we decided to do. I'm going to take the cab off of his truck. I'm going to put some of his ashes in the cab, and I'm going to bury it up there with the dog. I'm going to bury the cab of the truck.
It really is the Beverly Hillbillies up there.
Everybody thought that was a great idea, actually. Hi, it's 20 after the hour on Good Day.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com.
Got my chips cashed in, keep chugging, like the dude of man together. No less in life, just keep chugging on.
All right, to always define those who were deadheads.
Amen.
Richie's not a big Grateful Dead fan. How about you, Roberta?
Us, nah, not really.
No.
What
do you know, Heather, about the Grateful Dead being the youngest member of the crew at the moment?
The baby that I am.
The baby that you are, yes.
My daddy was a big fan.
I would bet,
fan,
yeah, from what you've said about
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah. But not so much.
Grateful Dead played its last live show on this date in 1995.
Oh, wow.
Chicago's Soldier Field. Jerry Garcia died right after that.
Yeah.
Heart attack.
Well, shock.
Substance abuse.
Yeah. No, really?
Was deemed the cause. Yeah. Oh, he was about 65, though, wasn't he? How old was he?
He did all right for, somewhere around there.
He did all right for doing what he did.
Sure.
I mean, you look at the Rolling Stones.
Keith Richards, what in the world is keeping that guy alive?
He's just preserved. He's pickled at this point.
He's pickled. Exactly.
Hey, see the difference? I was watching last night as a falling off the Billy Joel concert at Yankee Stadium, and McCartney coming up on stage, and what that did to the energy. I've never really, Robert always says, how can you run? I've never been a Billy Joel fan. Nothing about what he
good
does.
Stuff.
Does it? I know.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So fine, you can say it's good stuff.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do anything. He doesn't speak
to
me.
That's fine.
Never has. But Springsteen and some of the others who are often considered from a generic point of view, they're the same basic age, they've had a lot of the same experiences in a sense, or are sort of linked together. I find Springsteen to be much more relatable.
Thank you.
No, I'm saying that because you're a big Springsteen. I think there are a lot of...
You mean when you're talking
Hornsby,
about Jersey, New York thing?
I think Bruce Hornsby is much more relatable from that group. You can love Bruce Hornsby all you want to. I'm just telling you.
Him in concert at Jazz Fest this year, and he was fine.
Yeah.
He was fine.
Right.
You like him.
But there's that sound, the Silver Bullet Band.
That's Detroit.
Whatever it is. I don't care where it's from. I'm just telling you that I liked... That sound, I like
that hearing, kind of blue collar rock and roll.
Blue collar rock and roll, I really appreciate and like. And I don't know whether, I mean, who else would you put
into that category?
Oh, is Bruce Hornsby?
Bon Jovi. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, Bon Jovi, yes, that's true.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say the Grateful Dead were blue collar?
No, that's drug culture, San Francisco.
That's no money, because I'm spending it all on drugs, rock and roll.
Yeah, that's definitely the psychedelic thing.
Yeah, okay. All right, just a frame of reference. Speaking of a frame of reference, we think we have it tough here in our country. with the disrespect that the Republicans have for the Democrats. Be happy you're not in the...
And vice versa.
Yeah, right. Well, in Jordan, there was a disruption on Friday. A lawmaker in Jordan took offense at accusations thrown at him by one of his rivals. He took off his shoes, threw them at the guy,
oh, gosh,
took out a gun, and shot the guy.
Wow. Woohoo. Wow.
Yeah. Now, can you imagine Harry Reid and what's his face from Kentucky, the leader of the Republicans, Mitch McConnell?
Yeah.
What would happen if they got their
started
guns?
Throwing shoes.
Yeah. Right. Or, you know, got other guns. And,
I don't know.
But you can't have a gun, right? They have metal detectors.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not getting
it. I bet you those guys could sneak in.
Nah, they still have to walk through the things.
Really? Yeah. But, you know, it's just ways of getting around that. You can do it.
Sure. Plastic guns.
And in the Ukraine over the weekend, there was a debate. Somebody wanted to have Russian, the official second language, and it ended up with broken arms, legs, broken nose because of a fistfight on the hall of their legislative body. 28 after on Good Day.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License. Now 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't,
then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You?
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is the 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-333-3333. 346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour, you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, is back. We'll have details on her deals in just a moment. Heather Bachman is here, working hard to keep us in line, Richie. That's really what this is all about.
That's right. Keeping us in line.
Ernest Borgnine died at the age of 95. Over, I think it was last night, actually.
I just like his name.
Ernest Borgnine.
I do.
Yeah, he was a very likable guy. Had lots of great things in his mind going back to the mid-50s. Did a lot of television, did some movies, just a full life. The guy had a great life performing, doing what he seemed to like doing, had that great face, that bigger-than-life presence that so many of the actors don't have today, but did before. But the Tour de France this past weekend, right? What's his face in it or not? Or
I don't think it was.
Wasn't the Tour de France? Wasn't the bad this past weekend?
I don't remember seeing anything about it.
I thought it was.
Maybe it wasn't. I just missed it.
Yeah. I'm not well enough informed. I'm just looking. Actually, it's some video. One of the things that I love about I'm watching things.
Uh-oh.
And then I have okay. I don't get carried away.
Here come the distractions.
No, I'm just watching this pastor dancing with some venomous snakes.
Yeah.
Not even our video of the day. Why am I watching it, or why was he dancing with
them? Why are you watching it?
Why are you dancing with venomous snakes?
Well, I've been, me and my feelings about organized industrial commercial religion. I think a lot of, I better not say what I'm thinking. Shall I edit what I was thinking? Or should
yes.
I just say it? Edit? Huh?
I thought about you this weekend.
Did you? How's that, Richie? That's very nice. Very
I watched, Sherlock Holmes.
Ah.
I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
And so the whole plot basically is the guy's building up an arsenal to be able to, and he's trying to get countries to, start wars with each other. And,
right.
And here, I have all the bullets I can sell you.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was interesting how the whole movie's premise was basically the military-industrial complex.
Yep.
And I'm like, Doug must have loved this.
I thought it was a good movie. Yes, I did. Right. Richie's point is that I have my pet theories and my pet my pet targets, perhaps.
Right. And the military-industrial complex
is one of them.
Yeah.
And religion, organized commercial industrial,
right.
Artificial religion.
The organized commercial industrial religion. It made me think of that.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Okay. Well, thank you. That's good. Our video of the day today is something that is, you look at this and you, this is just foolish. California man who looks like he's moonwalking, but he's speed.
Oh, what is this? Yeah.
Moonwalking. If you check it out, you got to see this to believe it. It isn't moonwalking like Michael Jackson did. It's speed. Remember Speed Racer?
Our producer sends along the descriptions of the videos, and I saw this.
Yeah.
I saw his description, but I haven't seen the video yet, and I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah, it's a little over the top.
Oh, I'm watching it. It's pretty nuts.
It is nuts.
It doesn't look like a human should be able to do that.
Yeah, you wonder how they can do it. Well, if you watch America's Got Talent, some of the stuff you see on there, you wonder how people can do that, too. All right, so check out our video today at DougStephan.com. It had some pretty good ones. Yeah, it's really...
How do you do that?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's the point of having it there, Richie. How do you do that? Other things at DougStephan.com today, a man paying off his mortgage with $62,000 in pennies.
Yay!
That he collected over the past 35 years.
That's awesome.
Bringing us around to our poll today, what do you collect? The reason I think this has pertinence as well, talking about the passing of my dear friend Edgar, he was the man who ran the farm and as a result had access to everything on the farm. I had no idea, neither did anybody else. We found over the last 3 or 4 days gallons of jugs of quarters stashed over the barn.
You didn't know they were there?
No, I didn't know they were there. Neither did really anybody else. They were on shelves, and they were in the drawers of his little desk. They were watching. He had pictures of his family all over the milk room because that was kind of his office, other than his truck. So he had these pictures. Behind the pictures are these jugs filled with quarters.
Wow.
He's a quarter collector. He's been collecting quarters all his life. And so I'm betting that a lot of these quarters, they're thousands and thousands of dollars.
I've seen it with
quarters.
Like the books.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, oh, he loved the books.
Them.
Oh, yeah. He got a bunch of them. And this is something, here's a little bit morbidity to go along with your my cynicism. When Brendan and I went to pick up his remains on Saturday afternoon, because the crematorium broke down. It was supposed to have been...
Broke down.
Right. It didn't work. So I had asked him, his remains were taken on Tuesday morning. Medical examiner does what the medical examiner does, and then they pick up the body Tuesday night. And he was to be cremated on Friday morning. And so Friday I called the fellow in charge of the cremation at the funeral home. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Stephan, our crematorium is out of commission.
I don't think he should have said that. I think he should have been a little more.
What does he say? I'm sorry, we can't cook Edgar today. What do you say?
You know, but there's been a delay, and we'll make sure.
Well, but the delay wasn't acceptable because I needed to have him here for Sunday.
Right.
So I called him and I explained to him the nature. And I mean, she probably hears this 15 times a week from people. So he said, "I do. I'll do my best." So he sent Edgar to the Cape. Edgar had a nice long trip to the Cape.
Really?
And that's where he was cremated. And so Brendan and I took a ride down to the Cape to pick up his remains on Saturday.
Hmm.
So I picked up the box.
Are you sure it's Edgar?
Well, thank you. That's really where I'm going with it.
Okay.
So I have to sign a bunch of documents. And I had to sign a few names that weren't necessarily mine. But, you know, they took care of the paperwork anyway. And on the box is this certificate of authenticity.
Right, yeah.
So the reason I'm bringing it into the conversation is because Edgar got a big shipment of coins last week, and he was showing me the coins, and with the coins come, we've advertised stuff like this,
sure.
With them comes a certificate of authenticity proving that they are valuable coins. So with Edgar's box comes this certificate of authenticity. These remains are of Edgar Pless.
I got one with my dog a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And you got the certificate of authenticity saying this is really Patch.
That's right.
Okay. So there you go. And the thing that we had sort of a moment yesterday when all of us were in the house, the family came in, and we transferred Edgar's ashes from a box to a milk can. And I looked at the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
How do you seal the milk can, though?
we're not going to seal it. We're going to take the milk. We're going to take the ashes. Yeah. Everybody's going to get some of the ashes. So, but the point is, the ashes were really dark.
Yeah.
I've only seen the cremated remains of one other person. It was my father, and his were light.
Yeah.
So I made mention of the fact when we were going outside to start the ceremony. Why? I was wondering. And his son with a straight face, God love him, his son's name is Gabe, said, it's got to be skin color.
Oh.
Anyway.
You know, you can make diamonds out of those ashes now.
Really, Roberta?
Yes. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, but the Queen of Sheba's done some research on that, has she?
Absolutely.
How do you do that?
There are companies that you can send the ashes, or
Sheba
you can
Sarconia,
send...
But...
Yeah, no, they're real diamonds.
Really?
They're real diamonds. They're, you know, the way they make industrial diamonds is the same technique. Diamonds are just carbon under a lot of pressure.
Right.
And that's all this is, basically carbon.
I mean, well, no, you go back to which movie was it? They refer to us as carbon-based objects.
Right.
We are carbon-based. That's what we are. We're carbon-based objects.
Yeah, so there are companies that you can make a diamond. I thought, and they could actually do it out of things like leftover hair samples or things like that. And I thought that was a really neat thing. Like, you know, you just make a diamond out of yourself and give it to your kids or something.
Wow.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. That is really cool. That's what I thought. Rather than bury them, just make a diamond out of it.
You know, it's funny. Your story reminds me when my dad passed away, you know, we were cleaning up, and my mom was going to go to my brother's house and stay there, so we were just getting all the valuables out of the house, paperwork, because when people die, people hear about it, and, you know, you'd come steal the things out of the house or whatever.
Yep.
So he has all these quarters and change in his desk. And my sister-in-law starts just kind of, you know, packaging it up and everything. And before we know it, there's $400 there.
Yeah. Quarters add up really quickly.
We're like, all right, dinner's on Dad. And went out and bought some filets, the whole thing, a big old cookout at my brother's house. And that was neat.
All right, let's get to the Queen of Cheap, because a lot of people are anticipating, with Roberta having been gone for a couple of weeks, what kind of good things she did find on her trip.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Let's start with, and this is just for you, Doug, and I guess for Edgar, too, Chick-fil-A. A free chicken on Cow Appreciation Day. That's going to be July 13th this year.
And I saw that. What is Cow Appreciation Day got to do with chickens at Chick-fil-A?
That's the whole kind of gimmick.
The whole thing, yeah. That don't eat cow.
Their gimmick is cows say eat more chicken. And they spell it wrong.
But their chicken is so bad, it's worse than whatever you get from a cow.
Well, if you dress like a cow on the 13th of July, you'll get a free chicken sandwich meal. And if you only partially dress like a cow, like maybe just the bottom half or the top half, you get a sandwich or an entree only.
Great.
So the idea is to have something on you that looks like a cow. That'll all day long from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. And we have all the information for you at DougStefan.com. McDonald's reminding that you can buy one, get one free drinks. And this is a whole bunch of stuff. The cherry berry chiller, the Props, the frozen strawberry lemonade. It's a great coupon, and it's good through January 31st. Hey, if you like this sort of stuff, print out a whole bunch of them and save some money. If you want to save even more money and make your own goldfish crackers or your own Haagen-Dazs ice cream or your own Eggo waffles and stuff like that, we have a free e-cookbook for you called 16 Copycat Recipes. And we tell you how to get it at DougStefan.com. Amazon, another free $2 vouchers for MP3s. Hey, I just used mine and bought some stuff. 7-Eleven on 7-Eleven, July 11th. You can go to 7-Eleven, the store, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and get yourself a free Slurpee. It's a 7.11 ounce.
Not wheezing the juice, please.
Yes. And Toys R Us, a great deal for back to school. Buy one Crayola crayon product and get two free, like Crayola crayons, markers, papers, all that sort of stuff. So that's a great deal, too. And you'll find all of this at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStefan.com.
Roberta Fessinelli challenging and creating, challenging the status quo, creating new ideas for you to save money. A lot of info there at DougStefan.com. The present and some of the past values and deals are good as well. Also, while you're there checking out the Queen of Cheap, check out our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert's ideas as we get into the fresh fruit season. Now, remember, Phil Lempert is probably the foremost, I can say, not even, it's unequivocal. Phil is the expert when it comes to shopping and food and supermarkets.
Right.
This guy's got a corner.
There's nobody else that really even.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Even close. So he likes to take the knowledge that he has. We have him on our Good Day Weekend program every week. And he's really established himself as not only a superb communicator, but he really goes and digs around into the stuff himself. He doesn't send somebody out to do it. He does it himself. So we were talking about the fruit season this past weekend, and there's info there at DougStephan.com about a lot of great fruits in season, including cherries. Is there anything any better than cherries that are fresh?
3 pounds this weekend.
They are just, at this time of year, they are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So Phil tells you what to look for. Do you get better ones at the supermarket? You go to the green grocer? Where do you go? Hard to find them local because they are hard to grow. In essence, but they are really good, and that's the important thing.
Some friends of mine had a tree in their yard here in the Northern Virginia area.
And the birds get them. Unless you cover it like blueberry bushes. Unless you cover them with netting, the birds will get them all.
There were plenty, but it's good stuff, man.
All right, it's great stuff. It's 12 for the hour on Good Day.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with Superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Let me give you an opportunity, speaking of ownership, for those of you who are interested in a new job or a new career or something to boost your revenue at home. May I give you something to think about? There's a company called Youngevity, and they have doctor-tested, doctor-recommended products, lineup of anti-aging products. Money is being made by people all over the country. You could be a longevity home business person by distributing products, again, doctor-tested, doctor-recommended, not just garbage that somebody put together. This is something that actually works to lower high blood pressure. Imagine if everybody you knew with high blood pressure found your products outperformed what they were taking, their prescriptions or whatever. Add the people you know who have body pain, and again, your products outperform prescriptions and other methods. Imagine just by helping your friends with their blood pressure and joint pain, you've started a satisfying home business, earning a healthy income. Find out about it by dialing 855-309-TEAM or going online to DougStephanTeam.com. You can find it at DougStephan.com. Dial this number if you want to check it out fast, 855-309-8326.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body?
What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Beach Boys reunited at the Grammys last night. They're headed out on tour for their, I guess it's their 50th anniversary.
Oh, really?
Filming. Yeah. Yeah, and now when they sing about surfing, they mean surfing the internet for discounted prostate medicine.
And according to researchers in France, maggots are faster than surgeons at cleaning a wound. Maggots actually clean a wound faster. You know something? I'm not in that big a hurry.
Okay, and I'll just...
All right, so we have Dr. Ken Kronhaus with us now on the Good Day program to overview some of the important medical developments this past week, important medical news brought to you by the folks who make and distribute Cardiol. So this thing, this study that links cat litter to suicide, that's one of the most bizarre headlines I think I've ever seen in my...
Trust me, have you seen my cat's box?
Yeah. Suicide of cats or people?
Jump.
I don't know. Ken, will you straighten us out on this, please?
This is strange. It's out of the Archives of General Psychiatry this morning. Doug, that this common parasite that can lurk in the cat litter box, ladies, may cause undetected brain changes in women that make women more prone to suicide. We've long known, Doug, that pregnant women infected with Toxoplasma gondii parasite, that's what the cats have in their feces, it spreads through cats' feces. It can spread through uncooked meat or unwashed vegetables. This could risk stillbirth or brain damage if transmitted to an unborn infant. But this new study, the new information out of the Archives of General Psychiatry, is that this bug can actually change a woman's own brain after being infected by this common parasite.
Wow. So this is really serious stuff.
It really is.
Yeah. All right. The approval of the over-the-counter home test for HIV, good, bad, it works, it doesn't work, controversial, what's the story?
Well, this is a breakthrough because the FDA has approved the first over-the-counter HIV test that allows all of us to test ourselves for the virus that causes AIDS in the privacy of our homes. It's called Oraquick. It detects the HIV in our saliva. It's collected by using a mouth swab, so you don't have to poke yourself and get blood. The test is designed to return a result within 20 to 40 minutes. I think this is a good thing.
You do. All right. Dr. Ken, write this down. Thinks HIV test, good thing. Living alone and the risk that you have in terms of future health. This is an interesting study in that it's a broad age span that we're talking about.
Yeah, I think this might be a bad thing. This is out of the Archives of Internal Medicine this morning. This is a study, Doug, of outpatients at risk for or with coronary heart disease. They found that those in this broad age range of 45 to 80 who lived alone had an increased risk of death.
Really? So it's a good thing. I think I'll change my evil ways and move somebody in. What do you think?
Shack up.
Yeah. Anything but a few cats.
All right. No, thanks. I'll pass. I'd rather go early.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Listeria problems with Dole salads. Here we go again.
Here we go again. Dole Fresh Vegetables, they've recalled almost 2,600 cases of bag salads, Doug, due to the risk from Listeria. Dole Hearts of Romaine salads, they're being voluntarily recalled after one bag tested positive for, are you ready, Listeria monocytogenes during a random check by the FDA.
Which is everywhere. Listeria is everywhere.
It's particularly important with pregnant women and adults with weakened immune systems.
Very difficult stuff. All right, let's talk about something that's good here. The way to deal with high cholesterol, high triglycerides. This is factual because Ken is the expert on heart attacks, heart disease, et cetera, et cetera. He feels good about talking about cardio.
Absolutely. High cholesterol, Doug, it's a serious problem, can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. This all-new natural approach from Italy, it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood, known as triglycerides. User report excellent results in just 30 days.
30 days free. From Cardiol, you heard Ken tell you how good it was. Now, the even better news is you can get the first 30-day supply free by going online to cardiol.net/Ken. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial when you go to cardiol.net/Ken. This Dr. Ken free trial, 30 days free of Cardiol. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. There's nothing better. What a wonderful way for you to find out how well this works. It's not only good for getting the cholesterol triglyceride levels down, it's a maintenance product. So get your free 30-day trial at cardiol.net/Ken, Dr. Ken's free trial, or by calling 888-809-6424.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.